弟兄姊妹你们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在全世界很多不同的地方，今天都在庆祝圣诞节。
All over the world, many places are celebrating Christmas Day.
可是当我们去问到很多人在庆祝圣诞节的时候，他们第一个想到的是什么？
But when we asked, when one asked people about Christmas, what would be the first thing on their minds?
很多时候他们想到的就是我会收到什么礼物。
Oftentimes, the first thing they think of is the presents that are gifted around that time.
有些时候是想到我还没有帮人买到好的礼物。
Or maybe they're thinking, oh no, I still need to buy something for someone.
有些时候想到是怎么样去庆祝。
Sometimes they're thinking about how to celebrate the holiday.
那做事的很多时候就想到今年有没有年终奖金。
And maybe those who are working are thinking, what would be my year-end bonus be?
那我就是在纽约市不同的社区拍了一些房子前面，他们怎么样有圣诞的装饰的图片。
I took some photographs around different neighborhoods in Queens.
你们看一看，这里有很多雪人。
You can see what often get represented.For example, a snowman.
当然少不了的是圣诞老人。
Of course, there's Santa Claus.
那这个是有一点莫名其妙了。
Okay, this is a little random.
那我是不知道为什么圣诞节跟星球大战会有关系。
I don't know what Star Wars has to do with Christmas.
可是问题很大。
But there's a big problem here.
圣诞节没有了主耶稣出生在里面。
There is no representation of Christ's birth in, on Christmas.
所以我也明白很多时候我们觉得我们不应该去庆祝这一个圣诞节。
That's why I understand why some people feel we shouldn't celebrate this holiday of Christmas.
可是就算我们不庆祝圣诞节，我们还是要去听耶稣降生这一个信息。
But even if we don't celebrate Christmas, we must remember the message of Christ's birth.
因为这是一个很奇妙的信息。
Because it's a wondrous message.
所以当我们今天聚在这里的时候，
So as we gather here today,
无论你是庆祝圣诞节还是不庆祝圣诞节的，
Regardless of whether you celebrate Christmas or you don't celebrate Christmas,
我们都一起来看耶稣降生对我们有什么意义。
Let's ponder together the meaning of Christ's birth and what that means to us.
那刚才念到的经文我们都很熟悉。
We're all familiar with the passage that was read earlier.
那有一群牧羊人。
A group of shepherds.
那他们在哪里干什么呢？
So what were they doing?
他们其实是在上班。
They were actually working at the time.
他们在上夜班。
They actually got the night shift.
牧羊人在哪一个时代是不是一个很给人看的地位很高的一群人？
Shepherding was not a highly regarded profession at that time.
他们的教育程度也不是很高。
And the shepherd's education level probably wasn't very high.
他们也是属于比较穷的一群人。
And they probably weren't very well off financially.
他们住在伯利恒附近。
They lived near Bethlehem.
所以他们应该是一群犹太人。
So most likely they were Jewish people.
他们就知道他们本身他们那个民族的处境也不是很好。
And they understood that the situation that the Jews were in was not very great.
在罗马帝国里面他们是二等公民。
In the Roman Empire, they were second class citizens.
他们会想到我们作为神的子民为什么会这么凄凉。
They probably were thinking, we are God's chosen people, what happened to our situation?
他们也看见他们的神没有派先知去跟他们说话一段很长的时间。
They also understood that God had not sent a prophet to speak to them for a long time.
刚才的诗歌里面讲到他们其实的心态是怎么样。
The hymn we sang explained a little bit of their heart, their attitude at the time.
他们是引颈渴望神子降临。
They were desperately looking forward to the coming of a savior.
他们在等待以马内利的降临。
They were expecting Emmanuel to arrive.
到底什么时候会出现？
When was that going to happen?
那通常夜班的时候，他们通常都会比较累。
So, people working night shifts probably feel more tired than people who work during the day.
那他们这个时候就是在坐在一起在串门子。
So they were probably sitting around just chatting.
坐在聊天。
Just talking, shooting the breeze.
他们可能讲到他们有什么生活上面的事情啊。
They probably were talking about their lives.
要是有一些比较熟的牧羊人。
If they knew one another well.
他们也会讲到他们内心里面有一些的什么样的不满和感受。
They might have shared more deeply about their feelings.
对他们的前路，他们感到很多的未知。
And the uncertainties of their futures.
也感到很多的无助。
And the feeling maybe a sense of helplessness.
然后我不知道这几年你们跟朋友聚在一起，我们终于可以是聚在一起了，你们是感觉是怎么样的？
And so thinking back about us, as we are finally able to gather again, maybe with friends.
我们也会聊到这几年世界也很不一样了。
We may be talking about how the world is different now.
我们感受到前面世界有很多我们的未知的东西。
We also feel a lot of uncertainty ahead.
我们还是不是很清楚在这个疫情之下我们怎么样继续生活。
We're not completely sure how to live like normal lives at this point of the post-pandemic.
就算现在我们很多人还不知道我们怎么样回家去看我们的亲人。
Some of us may not be quite sure how to go home to visit our families.
那哪天我看电视，刚刚看到他们说今年这个冬天还有这个三连疫情。
And I was watching TV, and then, you know, I also heard that there's this tridemic going on.
你们不单只有那个新冠病毒。
Not only is there the residual COVID,
还有流感,
there's the regular flu,
还有最新的一个叫做呼吸道融合病毒,
there's also this RSV,
这个是三个合在一起,
all three different viruses combined.
我们看见有些时候觉得还是非常之无助跟无奈。
So,many times we still feel pretty helpless and pretty resigned.
正如那些牧羊人就坐在那边在聊着，觉得他们生活都无奈。
Probably very much like the shepherds and how they felt.
可是就在这个时候，有一个天使出现了。
But it was just at that moment an angel appeared.
非常之戏剧性的出现。
It was very dramatic.
这里讲到是。有主的荣光四面照着他们。
The scripture says the glory of the Lord shone around them.
要是你们喜欢看舞台剧的话，就看见这个时候就是台上面的灯就出来就照着他们。
If you enjoy going to shows, Broadway shows or theater, you can imagine the spotlight shining on them right now.
他们知道是主的使者。
They knew it was a messenger from the Lord.
因为主的荣光在照着他们。
Because the glory of the Lord was shining on them.
要是你是他们牧羊人的话，你会感觉是怎么样？
If you were one of the shepherds, how would you feel?
我想我们很明白，像他们那样子就会非常之惧怕。
Obviously, we'd be terrified like they were terrified.
可是他们虽然惧怕。可是他们没有逃走。
However, even though they were terrified, they did not run away.
为什么呢？因为他们只一个惧怕，不是单指的害怕。
Because the terror that they felt was more than just being scared.
因为他们知道是主要跟他们说话。
Because they knew it was the Lord who wanted to give them a message.
所以他们是有一个敬畏的心。来到去面对这一件事情。
So in them there was a sense of reverence.
他们知道主要跟他们说话。
They knew that God wanted to speak to them.
所以他们就愿意去听。
And so they were willing to stay and listen.
然后主给他们一个很清楚的信息。
And in turn, God gave them a very clear message.
我们一起来念第十一、第十二节。
Let's read together verses 11 and 12. 因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you.You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
那他们听见了之后，我们也看他们怎么样去回应。
As they heard this, let's see how they responded to the message.
大家一起念第十五、十六节。
We'll read together verses 15 and 16. 众天使离开他们，升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事。”就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
他们急忙去了。
So they hurried off to see.
我想要是我的话，我就在想晚上嘛，睡一觉比较好，第二天才敢去。
If it was me, I might be thinking, okay, well, it's really late now. Maybe I'll sleep on it and then I'll go in the morning.
可是他们立刻天使一离开之后，他们就去了。
But as soon as the angel left them, they took off to visit.
他们就变成第一群可以看到主耶稣基督降生的一群人。
So they became the first group of people who witnessed the birth of Jesus Christ.
很多时候我们都不知道圣诞的故事有一个很要紧的主题。
Oftentimes we don't recognize there is an important theme.In the Christmas story,
这个主题在圣诞故事里面重复出现。
This theme repeats itself multiple times.
这一个就是我们听到神的消息的时候，可能有一个敬畏的心。
This is this theme involves having an attitude of reverence when we hear a message from the Lord.
跟着就愿意服从，去听从神的话语。
And then that is followed by obedience to this word.
我们看到玛利亚的故事就是这样子开始的。
For example, the story of Mary.
在路加福音第一章三十节的时候，天使就跟他说：“不要怕。”
In Luke chapter 1 verse 30, the angel says, "Do not be afraid."
那个时候玛利亚应该是害怕的。
Then Mary at the time when she should have been afraid.
因为她知道她怀孕了。
Because she knew she would become pregnant.
那她在想她要怀孕了，她怎么样去跟她的未婚夫去解释呢？
So how would she explain that situation to her betrothed fiance?
会不会要去解除那个婚约
？So would Joseph decide to dissolve the marriage contract, the engagement?
在那个时代，她可能会变成一个未婚妈妈。
At that time, as a single, a married mother,
对那个时候是非常之困难的一件事情。
That would have been a very serious and difficult situation for her.
可是她对天使是怎么回答呢？
But how did she respond to the angel?
她是说我情愿 叫你的话成就在我身上。
She said, May your word to me be fulfilled.
那约瑟也是同样的面对一个困难。
And Joseph faced the same dilemma.
那主的使者在他的梦中里面也是跟他说：“你不要怕。”
When the messenger from the Lord spoke to him in a dream, saying, "Do not be afraid."
因为在那个时候，他是准备把玛利亚静静的休了。
Because at that time, he was planning on quietly canceling the engagement.
可是当主的使者跟他讲了事情之后，
But after the Lord's messenger explained the situation to him,
正如玛利亚一样，
just like Mary,
他也是遵着主的使者的吩咐，
he decided to follow what was asked of him from the messenger.
把玛利亚娶过来。
And married Mary.
所以当我们今天来到这里听见这一个圣诞的信息的时候。
So as we come together and we read about this, we hear, we study the message of Christmas.
我们的心态是怎么样呢？
What is our heart?
我们有没有准备去听这一个信息，跟着看我们怎么样去听神的话，去行他要我们行的事情
？Are we just as willing to listen to the message and then to obey and follow through on what's told to us？
还是只是很被动的在听着一个故事
？Or would it just be a passive listening of a story？
我们有没有想到，在一些我们没有想象到的环境之下，神会跟我们沟通
？Do we realize that sometimes in many unexpected situations, circumstances, God would speak to us？
有没有知道这一个不单只是一个婴孩降生的故事
？Do we realize this is not just the story about a baby being born？
这一个是关于顺服的一个故事。
This is a story about obedience.
这个不是一个静态的在我们去听一个讲道。
It's not about a static listening of a message.
而是要我们准备动态的去回应神为我们做这么一件伟大的事情。
It calls for a dynamic response, to something that God's done for us.
那这个信息是什么呢？
So what is this message?
我们一起念第十一节。
Let's read together verse 11. 因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
那我想英文版的翻译比较清楚，里面有三个词。
So in the English translation, there are three terms that are used.
那三个词是什么呢？
The three terms are
救主
Savior
基督
Christ
主
and Lord.
那我们今天就是看这三个词到底对我们有什么意思。
So let's look at the three terms, Savior, Messiah,and Lord, and see what they mean to us.
我们先看一看救主。
Let's look at the term Savior.
有救主的话，就是表示我们需要被救出来啊。
The point of a Savior is that there are people that need to be saved.
就是我们处在一个危难、一个困境之中，我们要被救出来。
That means we are in peril, in a dangerous situation that requires someone to save us out of.
一个仇敌要摧毁我们，想要。
There's an enemy that seeks to destroy us.
我们知不知道我们每一个人都需要一个救主呢？
Are we aware, though, that we each one of us needs a savior?
尤其是在圣诞这一个时候。
Especially around this Christmas holiday season.
大家都说我们要讲到平安。
We all like to talk about peace.
感觉很好。
We like to talk about good, warm feelings.
可是当我们把眼睛打开的时候
，Yet once if we open our eyes,
我们就看到我们是有需要一个救主的。
We can see that we truly need a savior.
我前几个礼拜跟一个朋友吃饭。
A few weeks ago, I was having a meal with a friend.
他说跟我讲到他两个儿子都是大概三十几岁。
He was sharing with me, he has two sons who are both 30-something years old.
就说经过这几年之后，他们两个对他们的前路都充满了恐惧。
And he says that both sons, after these few years, now they're, both sons are have a sense of fear and uncertainty for the future.
为什么呢?
And why is that?
除了疫情之外,
Besides the pandemic,
他们看到今年这个乌克兰的战争之中,
They also look at the situation in the Ukraine.
他们就看到他们习惯了生命之中的平安, 发觉很容易就破碎的。
They realize that the peace that they are used toThat they take for granted can be taken away in a moment's notice.
对这些三十几岁也是蛮年轻的人了。
So 30 something, that they're pretty young people.
他们对前路非常之失落。
They feel lost looking at their future.
那我们也看到现在社会的治安越来越差。
We can also see that our society is becoming more and more dangerous.
我们也看到社会里面有很多不同的分裂。
We see a lot of divisions in our country.
很多时候我们看到我们以为现在这个社会外表看起来非常之文明。
We can, even though by most appearances, it seems society seems pretty, still seems quite civil.
可是其实里面有很多的仇恨在心中。
Yet, we know that there's a lot of underlying hatred.
因为不同的信仰、不同的价值观、可能不同的皮肤的颜色。
Because of the conflict between different viewpoints, different religions, and perhaps differences of skin colors.
而且不单只是在美国发生。
And this is not just happening in the United States.
在世界各地都有这一种问题。
We can see that all over the world.
很多时候我们看到，要是我们去看看我们的内心。
If we look deep inside our hearts,
我们有很多的失望。
We have a lot of frustration.
可是也有很多的怒气在我们心中。
And we have a lot of anger.
随时都可能爆发出来。
It could explode at any time.
我们需要一个救主。
Indeed, we need a savior.
可是我们除了看见外来这些事情对我们的影响之外
But besides looking at the perils outside of us
我们有没有发现我们自己内心其实也有很多的心魔在里面
Do you also see that there are a lot, we have a lot of inner demons
有一个纽约时报的记者
A New York Times journalist
他写了一本书
wrote a book.
他那本书是记录到他如何去面对他儿子吸毒的过程
The book chronicles the life of his son who had to overcome his drug addiction.
他在看着他儿子怎么样去挣扎
He witnessed how his son struggled through the process.
怎么样去生存
How he survived.
有些时候看见他好像好一点
Sometimes he might look like he was getting better.
过一阵子又再坏回去
And then he would relapse into addiction.
他在这本书讲到他看着他儿子
In the book he says as he watched his son.
他一步一步地走入这一个心洞里面。
Step by step, getting deeper and deeper into a hole.
怎么样都走不出来。
Unable to come out of the circumstance.
他儿子不是不知道他这个行动的后果。
It's not that his son was unaware of the consequences of what he was doing.
也不是不知道他对家人的伤害。
And it's not like he was unaware of the hurt he was causing to his family.
可是他就是给绑住了。
And yet, he couldn't he was trapped.
他上瘾了。
He was addicted.
他没有办法走出来。
He could not get out of it.
当然，我希望我们大家没有看到这一种经历在我们身边。
Of course, I hope, that none of us has to experience this either, with ourselves or with our loved ones.
可是在我们的经历之中，有没有比较不同形式的这样子去上瘾的过程呢？
And yet, do we have, similar type of addictions to different things in life?
我们常常说年轻人，他们打鸡打上人了。
We sometimes say, oh, young people, they're addicted to video games.
可是成年人也有很多上瘾的东西啊。
But even adults, we have many things that can cause, that can get us addicted.
喝酒啦，我知道有些人是。
Drinking, for example.
赌博。
Gambling.
甚至有些人是工作狂。
Or even to work.
那另外还有什么？还有购物啦，买东西啦。
Maybe to shopping.
还有就是上网啦，就是整天都是看着手机啦。
Addicted to our phones.
看完手机就看什么？
And what happens after we finish with what we can see on the phone?
看完手机就看电视剧。
Maybe we can watch dramas.
也许在手机上看电视剧。
Or maybe we can watch dramas on our phones.
很多时候我们看见到这些事情，我们知道我们是有些时候在浪费时间。
When we know, even when we know we are wasting our time.
有一些时候我们知道我们做的事情是影响我们的健康，影响我们家庭的关系。
Even when we know what we're doing is affecting our health or affecting our families.
可是我们不去做应做的事情。
But we have trouble doing what we should do.
而去做我们明明知道不应该做的事情。
And yet we continue to do what we know we shouldn't do.
正如保罗在罗马书讲到这一个心态。
Just like Paul, just as Paul says in the book of Romans.
这一个挣扎是一个普世的挣扎。
This struggle is a universal one.
这一个挣扎是一个罪对我们捆绑的挣扎。
It is, it shows the control that sin has over us.
我们每一个人都需要一个救主。
Each one of us.Needs a savior.
这里还讲到我们需要基督。
And so here, the verse also says we need the Messiah.
这里这个希伯来文讲到这一个弥赛亚这一个字。
The word Messiah, the Hebrew word Messiah.
这是在中文翻译里没有写出来的。
It's not translated as such in Chinese.
那这里呢是讲到我们需要这个弥赛亚是一个神所拣选定立安立的一个人。
The word Messiah means someone who is chosen and appointed and anointed by God.
对那些犹太人来说，他们就是在等着一个弥赛亚的来临。
To the Jews at the time, that is who they were looking, waiting for.
他们是等着一个弥赛亚来把他们从他们的困苦之中带出去。
They were waiting for a Messiah to save them from their sufferings.
他们希望他们可以重新建立他们的犹太帝国。
They wanted to restore the Israeli nation.
回到大卫王那个时候的全盛时期。
To restore the heydays of the kingdom under David.
所以当他们听到这个大喜的信息的时候。
So when they heard the great news.
他们就是希望哦。终于我们的帝国可以复回了。
They were probably thinking, finally, our kingdom can be restored.
我们住了那么多年，我们又贫穷。
We've been under the Roman rule being poor for so many years.
还蒙羞。
We've been humiliated.
现在终于会有一个丰盛跟光荣的时光。
We will finally get back to this prosperous and proud time that we enjoyed generations ago.
我们听见，我们现在看面对圣诞有同样的心态。
Many people, when they think about Christmas, they have the same attitude.
就是神会带很多东西，就是像礼物一样给我们。
That God would bring many presents to us.
这一个礼拜《纽约时报》有一份报告我非常之痛心。
There was an article in the New York Times this week that made me very sad.
因为他们讲到，他讲到里面，今年美国有很多教会，因为星期天是圣诞节的关系，决定取消星期天的崇拜。
It says many churches in this country, because Christmas this year falls on a Sunday, many churches have decided to cancel Sunday morning service.
为什么啊？
Why is that?
因为他们很多说，很多时候他们传统就是圣诞节要睡晚一点。
Because in the American Christmas tradition, you sleep in a little on Christmas Day.
起来要闻到圣诞树那个香味。
And you wake up to the fragrant smell of a Christmas tree.
跟着一家人很舒服的穿着睡衣开礼物。
And the whole family gather in their pajamas and open the presents under the tree.
你知不知道总共他们的统计有大概多少教会会取消崇拜？
Do you know, by their estimate, how many churches decided to cancel Christmas Day service?
总共大概有40%的独立教会今天取消。
Approximately 40% of independent churches have decided to do so.
主日。
The Lord's Day.
主日的重点是什么？
What is the focus of the Lord's Day?
是主啊。
It's the Lord.
因为圣诞的缘故，主日的重点给拿走了。
And yet, because of Christmas, the focus has been taken away from our Lord.
我们都想要礼物。
We all want presents.
我们想什么样的礼物啊？
What kinds of presents do we want?
我们想很多礼物带给我们一些外来的满足。
We want presents to bring us extra satisfaction.
我们想买一些最新的时装
，maybe the latest fashion，
最新的玩具
，the newest toys，
最新的手机
，the latest model of cell phones。
我们觉得可能这些物质上面的东西可以给我们满足。
We may think that these material things can bring us satisfaction。
不然的话，就是名利可以给我们满足。
Or perhaps wealth and fame.
我不知道你们有多少人喜欢看世界杯。
I don't know how many of you like watching the World Cup.
那上个星期是世界杯的决赛。
So last week it was the World Cup final.
要是你喜欢看的时候，你就知道亚根廷的美斯终于赢到了世界杯。
If you watched the World Cup final, you would know that.Messi of Argentina finally got his World Cup.
当然大家都在崇拜，所以上个礼拜应该没有看。
Of course, we were all in service last week, so probably you didn't watch it.
不过网上还是知道这个消息了。
But still, you would know that from reading the news.
那对美斯来说，这一个世界杯是他最后他的足球生涯里面最后一个要拿的奖牌。
So to the player Messi.This would be the capstone of his life of playing excellent soccer.
作为一个从年纪很小十几岁的时候就离开了他的祖国亚根廷的一个人。
For someone who left his home country, Argentina, at a young age.
最后为国家拿了这一个奖牌。
And he finally won this, the championship for his country.
不单只带来了很大的满足。
Not only did it bring great satisfaction to him?
也是让那个国家知道，让他整个国家都接受你真的是阿根廷人了。
It also made his country finally accept him as an Argentinian player.
所以很多人都说，美斯应该就是已经所有要拿的都拿到了，应该这个时候就会离开国家队，不再帮他们打了。
So many people say, well, for someone like Messi who has won all the possible titles and glory in the soccer world, this will be the time to retire.
可是他就说不是。
And yet he said no.
他就说我还是要去继续打，我想为了，因为我们现在是世界冠军的话，我去为国家队多踢几场。
He says, because now we're the world champion, I want to play more for my national team.
他是这个感觉太好了。
He's he enjoys that feeling too much.
这个感觉他一直就是还是要继续再多一点。
He wants to pursue more of that feeling.
可是在这个世界上面来说，我们很多时候是去追求这一些东西。
Oftentimes we pursue these things.
可是我们有没有知道，当很多时候我们拿到这些东西的时候
，But do we see that once we achieve what we want，
这个满足的感觉只是短暂的。
That satisfaction is fleeting.
跟着我们还是要再去争取。
We need to continue and pursue either more or something else.
有些时候也会觉得，我们争取了这么多年的东西，其实也不外于是。
Or sometimes we may feel when we finally get something that we worked for for a long time, we feel like that it's only so-so.
可是神带来的弥赛亚带给我们的不是短暂的满足。
And yet the Messiah that God sent to for us, He brings a satisfaction that is not temporary.
神要带给我们的礼物不是我们心中想的礼物。
The gift that God wants to give us is not what we have in mind.
神知道我们。的问题是一个罪的问题。
God knows that the problem we have is a problem of sin.
我们的罪令到我们与神分开了。
The sin that we have separates us from God.
我们自己没有办法去解决这一个问题。
It's not a problem that we can solve on our own.
这一个问题，我们只有跟罪这一个脱离关系，与神复活，才可以得到真正的满足。
We can, the only way to have real satisfaction is to be separated from that sin and rise with God.
只有基督才可以做我们真正唯一的救主。
Only Christ can be our, Christ is the only one who can be our Savior.
只有弥赛亚可以带给我们希望。
Only Messiah can bring us that hope.
直到我们面对生命中很多的懊悔
，so that a lot of regrets in our lives.
很多需要重建的关系
，a lot of relationships that need to be repaired.
靠着主耶稣，我们都带出新的希望
Through Jesus Christ, we can have hope.
耶稣的出生带给我们希望
The birth of Christ brought us hope.
耶稣的复活带给我们救赎。
The resurrection of Christ brought us salvation.
耶稣又带给我们的是，我们有一天回到可以到启示录二十一章讲到的这样子。
Christ wants to bring us something that is described in Revelation.
我们一起念这一节。
Let's read chapter 21 verse 4 together. 神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
这是一个多么有全能的一个信息。
What a powerful message.
这是多么漂亮的一个信息。
What a beautiful message.
多么奇妙的一个弥赛亚。
What a wonderful Messiah.
我刚刚跟你们讲到那一个记者写了一本关于他儿子吸毒的书。
Remember the book that I mentioned, written by a journalist, about his son with addiction?
你们猜一猜他那本书会叫做什么名字？
Can you guess how what that title of the book would be? Is
毒瘾的黑暗。
The darkness of addiction.
瘾君子。
My son, the addict.
生命的最痛。
The deepest pain, hurt in my life.
你觉得什么名字最适合哪一本书呢
？What do you think is the most appropriate title for this book?
那本书的名字叫做《我的爱儿》。
The title of the book is My Beautiful, a Beautiful Boy.
我的爱儿，我漂亮的爱儿。
My son, a beautiful boy.
有什么漂亮看着他
？What's so beautiful about this son?
他就是一直在帮助他儿子去回复他的可爱。
This father has continued to help restore the beauty of his son.
正如这个爸爸，我们的天父也是同样的，要去帮助我们。
The same way that our Heavenly Father continues to help restore us.
帮助我们面对我们自己不能面对的罪恶。
To help us face the sin that we cannot face on our own.
帮助我们面对里面很多的黑暗。
To help us face the darkness within us.
甚至当我们感觉我们自己不值得去爱的时候。
Even when we think we're not worth loving.
神要我们知道。
God wants us to know.
我们就是他可爱的小孩。
We are his beautiful children.
我们怎么样去回应这样子的主啊？
How do we respond to a God like this, a Lord like this?
我们就是要他做我们真正的主。
We need to take him as our Lord.
我们要把主权交给他。
We need to hand over, surrender lordship.
要知道我们完全就属于他。
To know that we belong to him.
学习怎么样的交上顺服跟信任。
We need to learn to surrender and trust.
主这一个词，很多时候我们就想到什么？就是想到主子、大爷、老板。
So sometimes when we think about the Lord, the word Lord, we think about these mean masters or pompous big shots or bosses.
那很多时候都是很负面的。
It tends to feel negative.
才觉得他们啊，要求太高。
We feel like they tend to be overly demanding.
又不讲理。
And they're not reasonable.
又不体贴。
And they don't consider our feelings.
可是我们的天父，我们这个主不是这样子的。
But our Lord is a different Lord.
道成肉身。
Incarnation.
圣诞的故事让我们知道他的儿子来到世界上面。
The Christmas account tells us that God sent his son into this world.
跟我们过同样的生活。
To live as we live.
经历同样的试炼。
To experience what we experience.
希伯来书讲到第十五节讲到这样子。
Hebrews Chapter 4, verse 15 says, 因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。 For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin.
他可以体谅我们的罪。
He can empathize with our sin.
我们的软弱。
Our weaknesses.
我们的经历。
Our experiences.
我们的挣扎。
Our struggles.
他与我们同喜同忧。
He rejoices with us and he feels sadness with us.
我们的主是一个怎么样的主？
What kind of Lord is our Lord?
我不知道你们有没有看过这一个电视节目。
Have you ever watched this show? TV.
叫做我家宝贝大冒险。
On Netflix, it's called Old Enough.
是一个日本人的电视节目。
It's a Japanese show.
那这个节目是讲什么的呢？
What is it about?
这个节目是他们是讲到日本不同的家庭，就是会派他们的小孩子从两岁到大概五六岁左右。
This show has to do with it's set in Japan, and it documents like different Japanese families send their little toddlers from age 2 and up, 2 to 5 or 6.
是叫他们第一次去帮助家里人完成一些任务。
They send the children out of the house to run some errands.
可能去买一些东西啦。
Maybe to buy some things at the store.
可能去拿干洗衣服啦。
Maybe to pick up the dry cleaning.
那这里就是记录这一个过程。
And the show documents the children's experience.
那你看到觉得也可能很危险。
So it may seem dangerous.
他们自己这样子跑出去。
The little kids going out of the house by themselves.
而且他们也让到这些小孩子做了很多的挫折。
They also allowed the kids to experience frustration.
好像有一次有一个小孩子。就把他装他去买盐。
For example, one child was sent to buy salt.
那他就把那个盐的胶袋子都拖着拖着回家，最后那个袋子就破了。
So that child dragged the, carried the salt home in a plastic bag, dragging it on the ground as he walked. And, so by the time he got home, the bag was broken.
那个小孩子都不知道怎么办才好。
So the child didn't know what to do.
那这个就是把他们的一些反应拿的拍出来。
So the show, wanted to show the responses of the children.
对那个小孩子是非常大的挣扎。
So it might, they might have been difficult at times for the children.
他们有些时候觉得很孤单。
Sometimes they would feel a little alone.
他们有些时候觉得不知道应该怎么办。
They might sometimes feel they didn't quite know what to do.
也面对不同的危险。
They might have faced, what felt like dangers.
可是事实上四周围都有很多人在看着他们。
But in reality, around the little kids, there were a lot of people.
那些派这个露营的，他们都会照顾他们，看着他们，不会让他们乱跑出马路。
The videographer, the director, and a lot of people watching them.
四周围很多的人其实也是工作人员在看着他们。
Oh, the workers and the staff, they were all, they all had their eyes on the children.
有一集里面讲到有一个小孩子，他爸爸妈妈在那个田里工作。
In one episode, the parents were working in the field.
那他们就叫他回去家里去帮他们弄一些果子。
So they sent their child to go home to make some juice.
那个小孩子回到去之后，就看到他最喜欢的玩具。
Once the child got home, he saw a toy that he enjoys playing.
他就开始玩了。
So he started playing with the toy.
玩了玩了，就忘记去做那个果子。
So he started playing with the toy and forgot about the whole thing about the juice.
可是那个妈妈在手机上面看到家里的情况。
But from the video at, in the house, the mother was able to see what he, the child was doing.
她是打电话回家。
So she called the house.
那个小孩子接电话。
And so the child picked up the phone.
妈妈就说做好了没有啊？果子，我们在等你回来啊。
And the mother asked, "Oh, are you done with the juice? We're all waiting for the juice."
去提醒这个小孩子要去做应该做的事。
To remind the child of the mission, the task that he was given.
每一个小孩子，当他们把他们应该做的工作完成之后，爸爸妈妈都夸赞他们。
Every child, once they completed the task they were given, the parents would shower them with praise.
我们的主不是一个惹人讨厌的上司。
So our Lord is not an obnoxious, pompous boss.
他就是一个爱我们的父母。
He is a loving parent.
我们自己以为我们现在很多时候都是孤立无助。
So we may sometimes think that we are lonely, we're alone, we're handling life by ourselves.
神在旁边照顾我们。
And yet God is.With us, around us, taking care of us.
正如那个妈妈打电话去提醒那个小孩子。
Just like that mother calling the house to remind the child.
神的圣灵提醒我们怎么样去走我们应走的路。
God's Holy Spirit reminds us how to keep walking.
我们是从来不孤单。
We are never alone.
从来不是无助。
We are never helpless.
所以今天圣诞节
So on this Christmas day
我们不要让世俗对圣诞的看法去改变我们这个最要紧的信息
Let us not allow how the world celebrates this holiday to change how we view this message
我们一起大声去念这一个大喜的信息
Let us read together thiswonderful message
我
报给你们
大
喜的
信
息是关乎万民的因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督 I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you He is the Messiah, the Lord
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord, our God.
我们今天谦卑地来到你的面前。
We humbly come before you today.
看到你有奇妙的计划。
We see your wonderful plan.
差派你的儿子降生在这个世界上面。
Sending your son to be born in this world.
做我们的救主。
To be our savior.
做我们的弥赛亚。
To be the Messiah.
做我们的主。
To be our Lord.
求主你谦卑，让我们谦卑来到你的面前。
So Lord, let us approach you humbly.
回应你给我们对我们的大爱。
To respond to your great love for us.
愿意把我们的生命都交在你的手中。
To be willing to surrender our lives to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.